You are listening to First Metro Securities Philippine Stock Market Weekly Podcast, where we feature timely and relevant discussions on the Philippine stock market and the economy in the hope of providing you investing and trading guidance. Here's your host, Royce Aguilar, from the Research Department at First Metro Sec.
You are listening to Philippine Stock Market Weekly's Market Bites, our mini-series which strives to deliver trading and investing analysis built on our research reports. For in-depth information, you may also log in to your First MetroSec account and head to the Research tab.
Hi everyone, I am Eliza Lamar, Sector Analyst, covering property and REITs for First Metro Securities Research. On this episode, I will be introducing the country's first real estate investment trust, or REIT, which is the AREIT Incorporated. To recall, AREIT's initial public offering way back 2020 birthed the REIT asset class in the Philippines. Backed by Ayala Land's more than 8 decades of real estate development experience and distinctive brand equity, AREIT has grown to become the country's largest REIT by portfolio size, with 549,000 square meters of gross leasable area, currently valued at 53.3 billion pesos, with ambitions to continue growing through acquisitions. AREIT initially listed with 3 commercial buildings in its portfolio, composed of predominantly office spaces. These are Solaris One, Ayala North Exchange, and McKinley Exchange. In just a month after its debut, AREIT used the proceeds from the primary shares to purchase its 4th asset, which is the Teleperformance Cebu. In the same year, AREIT also announced its 2nd acquisition, which is the Ayala 30th, which started contribution early in 2021. To date, AREIT already had 4 tranches of asset acquisitions post-IPO. As of end December 2021, AREIT's portfolio size had grown more than 3.6 times in gross leasable area and 77.7% in assets under management, or AUM value, from its IPO figures. Amid the fluid quarantine restrictions last year, AREIT had 110 operational tenants, out of 133 tenants under active contracts as of fourth quarter 2021. AREIT's tenant mix is also well spread across various property segments categorized as offices, which comprises 63% or 348,900 square meters of AREIT's total portfolio GLA. Industrial lots comprise 18%, retail comprise 14%, and lastly, hotel comprise 5% of its total portfolio GLA. So far, that was AREIT's more than a year worth of story. Now, do we recommend it? Yep, definitely AREIT is a buy for us. We have a target price of 48 pesos for AREIT. This is based on discounted cash flow valuation. And our TP implies a dividend yield of 4.6% for forecasted year 2022 and 5% for forecasted year 2023. We also forecasted dividend per unit payout of 2.19 peso per unit for 2022 and 2.39 pesos for forecasted year 2023, with an equivalent of price to NAV of 1.41 times for 2023. And we view this to be acceptable in view of the following factors. First, AREIT has an ample support for organic growth, given that it has visible and stable cash flows. Just to give you a brief background, in terms of valuing REITs, we want to know where its organic growth is coming from. And for AREIT, it is underpinned by your average rental escalation range of 3 to 5% per annum. This is already embedded in the contracts of AREIT's tenants. Also, AREIT has reputable and high credit grade tenants with approximately 87% of rental income sourced from the resilient office sector, comprising predominantly of BPO tenants, or your business process outsourcing tenants. Also, AREIT's property portfolio have above industry occupancy rate at 98% and a weighted average lease expiry of 9.6 years for its total portfolio. AREIT, just to recall, also has a good quality and diversified property portfolio, well spread across four types of properties as mentioned a while back, which have offices, industrial lots, retail, and hotel for AREIT. In addition to this organic growth ability of AREIT, AREIT also has demonstrated its inorganic growth ability through aggressive acquisitions as we have tackled a while back. To reiterate, AREIT has managed to grow its portfolio GLA by 3.6 times and its AUM by 77.7% from 30 billion upon IPO to 53.3 billion to date. This is a demonstration of AREIT's ability to scale up fast and create value for its shareholders. On the other hand, AREIT still has room to expand, which will be supported by ALI's extensive and diversified property portfolio. So to date, the sponsor has injected only 27% of its existing 1.3 million square meters of office gross leasable area and 3.6% of its 2.12 million square meters of mall retail gross leasable area. So as we can see, the runway for growth for AREIT is still strong with its sponsor's existing property portfolio. And just recently, AREIT's management formally disclosed its next set of asset infusion composed of six Cebu-based office buildings, namely E Block Towers 1 to 4, located at Cebu IT Park. So this already composed four of the six buildings. We also have ACC Tower and Tech Tower located at Ayala Center, Cebu. And the six office buildings have a total gross leasable area of 124,299 square meters valued at 11.3 billion pesos with an overall occupancy rate of 97% and leased by major BPOs in the country. The transaction, once it happens this year for sure, will be AREIT's second property for share swap with its sponsor, Ayala Land. This will be in exchange for 252,136,383 AREIT primary common shares. And upon infusion, AREIT's portfolio will further grow to approximately 673,000 square meters or 64 billion in assets under management by 2022. So versus IPO GLA or gross leasable area, this is 339% increase and 113% from its IPO assets under management value. And upon infusion of the six assets, this will already exceed management's target to double in size within 2 years from its IPO. The infusion, as I have said, is set to take place within 2022 and is in line with AREIT's investment strategy to increase its portfolio of assets by 100,000 square meters per annum or 10 to 15 billion in AUM annually. Moving forward, we see the growth opportunities for AREIT remaining intact with the backing of ALI as one of the largest and well-known property developers in the country, alongside the sponsor's visible pipeline of asset portfolio. And coming into a close, as of its last close, AREIT was at 45 peso and 05 centavo. This is as of April 8, 2022. And with our TP of 48 pesos, we still have around 6.55% upside. And factoring in current dividend yield of 4.9%, we estimate total target return at around 11 to 11.4%, making AREIT still a good buy at its current price. This is also given the fact that AREIT is now trading lower versus its 50 pesos to 52 pesos high a month ago, I think. We believe there's an opportunity to buy at the current price. And for us in general, REITs are good dividend plays, and they provide a good avenue for portfolio diversification. moving forward, we see AREIT's concrete plans for asset injections and its sponsor's long runway of property portfolio enhancing AREIT's investability, which in return shall flow through investors via capital appreciation and increased dividend yields. So, yep, that's it for our session for today. That was the Ayala REIT or AREIT.
Thanks for listening to First Metro Securities Philippine Stock Market Weekly Podcast. Don't forget to follow us to get first dibs on our new episodes. For more up-to-date market news and info, exclusive content, and the opportunity to connect with your fellow Filipino investors and traders, join facebook.com/groups/FirstMetroSec and be part of the First Metro Sec family.
Podcast Network Asia.
First Metro Sec is providing this podcast as a general market commentary. Reference to any specific security, product, or entity do not constitute as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments or to participate in any particular trading strategy. The statements, comments, views, or opinions expressed by the hosts are subject to change without notice, and First Metro Sec is under no obligation to update, amend, change, or correct any of the statements, comments, views, or opinions expressed. The statements, comments, views, and opinions expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the view of First Metro Sec. First Metro Sec disclaims any liability arising from reliance on or reference to any information obtained in this podcast.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.